Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Janine Cox, Senior Analyst at Wealth Within. Now today I'd like to talk to you about something that's hurting the hip pockets of many of us, and that's the oil prices. Now at the moment, the papers are blaming the speculators and the hedge funds for the spike in oil prices that have occurred over recent months. But who are these speculators? The US government are looking at putting some measures in place so that speculation can be controlled in some way. Personally, I don't see how this is possible when that's what the markets are all about, buying and selling, at a price that somebody's willing to pay. Now recently there have been mixed messages that have been coming out in the news. On the one hand, I heard an announcement that said that oil production was likely to increase, and then another announcement that said oil production wasn't going to increase. But it wasn't until I read somewhere that the US government are now trying to convince people that the next step is to start mining again offshore. Apparently 30 years ago they stopped this practice because of damage to coral reefs, and production costs were too expensive to do that sort of mining back then. But now that the oil price has risen, perhaps this is not such an impediment. But there are a lot of people that are arguing that there are still plenty of reserves on the US mainland that haven't been tapped into. Older mines that have been closed off that would now be viable. So just something to leave you to think about. So what would be one of the biggest drivers for increases in oil prices, particularly given the US government's drive to mine offshore, something that hasn't been allowed for 30 years? There must be some interested parties out there who are keen to get that legislation removed. Now OPEC are saying there is no shortage of oil, but Saudi oil producers are saying that they're now going to increase production by 200,000 barrels a day, and that'll start in July. What they also said was that they have actually been increasing the output since last year, and they also have plans in place for an expansion if needed in the coming years. There's also talk that 50% of today's oil prices are a result of a possible attack on Iran, which is putting pressure on oil prices. The thing is, you would never read about all of this in one article. You have to be able to put these things together for yourself. So how will the oil prices come back, or what will be the trigger? Some are saying that if interest rates increase in the United States or in Europe, that this will cause oil prices to fall, and that could lead to a more stable inflation. At the moment, consumer confidence in the US has fallen significantly. So the US government have to be really careful about what they do when it comes to raising interest rates. From a technical analyst perspective, we are anticipating that the oil price will fall away over the coming months. What we don't know is exactly what will trigger it to do that. I hope you've enjoyed my talk today. I'm Janine Cox, Senior Analyst at Wealth Within. Bye for now.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.